Gold medalist Matt Hamilton. Judgmental Jim Rutledge. Live from the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Categorically false, my ass edition of the show. Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. I am Jim Rutledge, the correct Jim Rutledge, the always right Jim Rutledge. Jim Rutledge is an idiot, my ass. I'm Jim Rutledge. Matt Hamilton to my left. We had a plan for the show here. We might have to do an audible. We were going to start talking some Green Bay Packers. We got Alex Stroh behind the glass, and what do we want to do here, folks? Should we just start playing the game? Because Mr. Matt Hamilton has started a phone bank bonanza here at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios. Stroh, don't answer the phone. Give me an executive decision here. Should we switch over and just start taking the calls on the contest?
I think we gotta.
Okay. So, it's time now for Matt's hat. Matt tweeted it out on Twitter
and Instagram.
Before we get to the game.
What is going on?
Before we get to the game, I want to tell you quickly about Cover 5, which is another fun game that you can play to win up to $10,000. Join Cover 5 Madness for free at cover5.com and the Cover 5 app for your chance to win each day. The best score each day wins $1,000. All you have to do is sign up using the promo code Wisconsin. Pick five teams against the spread each day. Join Cover 5 Madness on the Cover 5 app or cover5.com. Cover 5, beat the spread and score more points. Use the promo code Wisconsin. Sign up for Cover 5. Use the promo code Wisconsin. Play the game. Win some money. Pretty simple. Now we have another game here. It's called Matt's Hat Game. And Matt has a Green Bay Packer Dr. Seuss style hat in front of us here. Matt, tell us what the game is and what they're going to win.
So, we are taking callers. I will be taking a caller, and that caller will then get two names of tournament teams out of my hat. You hope for the teams that you want to win or think can win, because whoever wins this tournament and has the correct team assigned to their name gets the hat. We're only going to take 32 callers on it. Each caller gets two teams. If you got the play-in game, you get both of them as well, so call in and you can win one of my Olympic hats from Columbia. It's gray, says USA in red and white and blue. Very cool hat. Going to be a fun game. Call in and join us.
It is a sick hat. It is a limited hat, though, right? It's not a hat that you can just, well, especially one that Matt Hamilton had in his
but this is
a highly sought after hat.
Yeah, Columbia did not make any more of them. They only made the handful for me and my teammates, and we wore both of them a little bit, but the blue one ended up being my favorite. So I had an extra, so I was like, let's get some callers. Let's have some fun with March Madness.
844-770-3776. That's the phone number. That's the First Midwest Bank talk and text line, 844-770-3776. We're going to have to, Stroh's going to have to take a break from the phone for a second here to be able to put someone on. But to get the game moving a little bit, Matt will pick two names right now, two teams out of a hat, and then we'll assign, when Alex is ready, then we'll assign the caller to it. But why don't you go ahead and pick out the names. You can show them to me for rules purposes. Pull out the names, show them to me, and then I will read them out loud. So this caller is going to get Loyola Chicago. They are 25-7 this year, and they're also going to get LSU, who are 22-11 this year. Not bad teams. Not bad at all. So those are the first teams to our first qualifier there, Loyola Chicago and LSU. As well, we have a second here, Matt, before we get Stroh back. Reset this game one more time. It's Matt's hat game. Just put it out at Jim and Matt. Okay, so Stroh, you ready now?
I mean, I've got like 18 phone calls
great
to answer.
We already gave out the first one there, the teams for the first caller.
Which would be Sean in Colorado, correct?
So Sean in Colorado. You have Loyola Chicago and LSU.
Sean's on the line.
All right. Sean, you got your teams?
I do. I appreciate you.
All righty.
You like those? What do you think your odds are?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're pretty good.
I think they're pretty good. I have faith.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Sean, in Colorado. Yeah. All righty.
Yeah, appreciate you.
You got those two teams. We're marking it down. All righty. Strof, if you can pop on caller number two, we'll pick the next two teams here.
Yeah, that'll be Lisa in Ohio. Lisa in Ohio, you're on Rutledge and Hamilton.
Lisa in Ohio, are you ready for your teams?
I am ready.
All right. You have the 24-6 Norfolk Steak. I don't know what their mascot is. And you also have another state team, the 27-7 Boise State team. So congratulations. You have two 20-plus win teams. Those are your two teams. Matt, you want to thank Lisa for calling in?
Thanks for calling. Thanks for joining us. And hopefully you win my hat.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll get to the next caller here. Strofe will pop him on and tell us who it is. In a second, Strofe's on the phone again.
Yeah, Matt, this is fun, guys. Yeah. Keep shuffling that hat up a little bit. We're going to go to Virginia now
as we
meet with Justin in Virginia. Justin, you're on Rutledge and Hamilton.
Justin, thanks for hopping on. You ready for your teams? Justin in Virginia, are you there?
Well, Justin.
We're going to give you one more try. Justin in Virginia, are you there? All right, we're going to have to move on from Justin in Virginia. While we are hearing that deadline on the air, Matt, again, reset what we're doing right now.
So we're playing Matt's Hat Game. It's a game with the March Madness here. We've got 64 teams, obviously 68 with the play-in teams. So we have 32 callers that we're taking. We're assigning two teams to each caller, and whoever has the correct winning team to their name is going to get my Olympic hat from this season. So pretty cool, pretty fun prize. We're writing down names and callers.
Are you going to give it the old John Hancock?
Or? Yeah, so okay. when we do finally find the winner after the March Madness is all over, I'm going to ask you where you would like me to sign the hat, whether it be underside of the bill, the crown, the top of the bill.
This is a famous guy, professional. So Justin wasn't there, so
okay.
Let's move on to the
so
next
let's
caller.
Let's move on. Let's go to Matt in Kentucky. Matt, you are on Rutledge and Hamilton.
Matt, are you ready for your
team?
Hey, Matt, thanks for calling in. And, Matt, why don't you say hello to Matt?
How are you doing, Matt? Love the name, and you're down in Kentucky. What's going on, Matt?
Down in Kentucky.
Awesome. All right, so, Matt, your teams are Baylor at 26-6, and Iowa, the Hawkeyes, at 26-9. Those are good picks there, Matt. Those are your teams. We have your contact information. And, Matt, we'll say bye to Matt.
See you later, Matt. Thanks for calling.
All righty. The next caller we'll get to in a minute there when Strofe is overwhelmed back there. It's like a telethon right here.
But he did not think we were going to be able to get it.
No, he did not. We are actually overwhelmed with calls. Keep on calling in, though, because Strofe maybe will accidentally hang up on you. Who knows? 844-770-3776. That's the first Midwest Bank talk and text line. We're playing Matt's Hat Game. And basically, we're going to assign you two teams, and the winner gets a exclusive Matt Hamilton hat, one of his favorites. He's going to sign it for you after we figure out who the winner is, so that way he can sign it wherever you want it signed. Z and the D. We know Z and the D. Z, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Give me some winners, Matt.
All righty. The teams for Z and the D are, the first one is, at 21-10, you get Cal State Fullerton. And the other one is?
A play-in team.
A play-in team at 22-10, Notre Dame.
Don't love them. I'll take Cal State Fullerton for the World Series of Baseball if I get that option, right?
Yep. Zach, thanks for the call. We'll continue to take everyone's calls here. We got plenty more teams to apply here. 844-770-3776. This is Matt's Hat Game, brought to you by Cover 5. Download the Cover 5 app and have an opportunity to win $1,000 a day and up to $10,000 in the grand prize. Use the code Wisconsin for the Cover 5 app. That's separate from this game, but while you're here, download the app and play the game that me and Matt are going to play, Cover 5, on the Cover 5 app in the whatever app store you use. It's available also at cover5.com. But, Matt, so far, as we wait for Alex to get to the next set of callers here, I'm a big fan of, I think it was Matt, actually, in Kentucky, who had Baylor and Iowa. That's a good run. Also, our first caller is going to escape me here, but Loyola, Chicago, and LSU is a good pairing.
Yes, those are my favorite two of the grouping so far, and you never know. Maybe you'll get a Kentucky and a Duke or something, some really powerhouses.
There's plenty of, yeah, I mean, all the number one seeds are available. Really, the highest
isn't
seed.
Isn't Baylor number one?
It says, oh, sorry, I was looking at it as number four. I thought you actually applied, but then I see the 20.
No, it would have been.
That would have been tricky. No, sorry, you're right. So not all the one seeds are available. I was looking at the numbers next to them. As Strofe's going to give us another name here, and we'll get to that, and we're going to pull the names out of a hat here.
All righty. Let me get organized back here, Jimmy. We all just right. had Z and the D, yep. correct? That yep. was the last one we had. So we yep. go to Texas now. We go to Longhorn State.
All
we
right.
go to the state where everything's bigger. Our buddy Matt is in Texas. Matt in Texas.
Matt.
You are on Rutledge and Hamilton.
How's it going, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, boys? A lot of mats today.
Yeah, have had a lot of mats today. And fortunately, they're getting some good picks, too.
What is the ratio of mats to follow Matt Hamilton, Matt? You think it's like, what, 40% of your fans are just fellow mats or what?
I think it's just they're just trying to support a fellow Matt.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's such an uncommon name, but I get it. Yeah, you want to support it.
So uncommon.
All right, Matt in Texas, you actually have a good draw here. You have Memphis, and you have Duke. So Matt, very good draw for you.
Yeah, I like that one. That's one of my new favorites now.
Matt,
I'll take that for sure.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Matt, and subscribe, like the show if you are listening. All right, yeah, I will put that out to people.
Start plugging that.
We have Aaron and Madison. If you are calling in from all over the place, subscribe and like the show on Wisconsin On Demand, Spotify, or Apple. If you're on Apple, it might pop up as a jump around, but it will switch to Rutledge and Hamilton, so subscribe and like the show. All right, let's get the teams out here for Aaron and Madison. Matt, you got the next, pulling the next ones out here. Aaron, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
We are fantastic, playing Matt's hat game here out of his Dr. Seuss version of the Green Bay Packers hat. And Matt, or excuse me, not Matt. Everyone's name is Matt, but your name's not Matt. It's Aaron from Madison. You have Montana State and Delaware. So some sleepers there for you, but we wish you good luck on it.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks.
Sorry about the poll.
Play Matt Hamilton if you're mad at
it. No worries.
All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. All right, hopefully we'll get to the next one. The next one here, Strofe. Looks like
I'm sorry, who was that, Aaron and Madison?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, we go to the Defoe now. Jared and DeForest.
Jared and DeForest. All right, the North Key Country. All right, what do we got here for Jared? We're going to pick your things here. Matt, why don't you say hello while you pick these out here?
How you doing, Jared?
You didn't do your – I was setting you up for your trademark.
Hello. So we got you two names. I did not get to see them.
Talking to the microphone there, guy.
Sorry.
You can move the hat closer to you.
I should move the hat closer.
You should move your show sheet over and just put the hat closer to you.
I'm just trying to be organized here.
All right. All right. Jared and DeForest. All right, you got Seton Hall and Vermont. That's not a terrible draw. You got some sleepers in there, but those are good ones there. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
I'll take it.
Thanks for calling in. Again, if you are listening on the line or trying to be a part of this, subscribe, like the show, wherever it is you like podcasts, Spotify, Apple, Wisconsin On Demand. Matt Hamilton has a daily show. I'm sure some of your listeners are finding that out. And, follow the show at Jim and Matt on Twitter as well. I put up a picture of Matt's hat and him drawing out of it on the at Jim and Matt Twitter account. So give us a follow, give us a like, subscribe, listen to the show. We're going to do more fun games like this. So, honestly, I'm just going to pimp Matt out. Every once in a while, Matt's just giving away cool stuff on the show. So,
yeah,
as
never
I can
know.
Continue to filibuster as we wait for Strofe to be able to line up some more phone calls for us. This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do. That's crush your Coors Light. I am thirsty as all get out. I might have to crush a Coors Light in today's show. There's someone on the line. I don't know, but we are hearing their door now, so that's kind of fun. It's probably still Jared because I don't think Alex moved Jared off the phone lines, but. You know,
okay.
Hopefully there's nobody in the office that could come in and pop and give Alex a hand and help out with the board or anything. No, maybe not. Maybe. I don't know.
I couldn't think of anyone who could possibly do that that's sitting out there.
Oh, this is good, fun times here. Matt's hat game. Again, we're going to apply. Ooh,
all right, I'm caught up.
Hey, is there anyone out there that give you a hand?
All right, where are we, guys? Where did we leave off? Jared and Defoe?
Yeah.
All right, so now we go to McFarland, our buddy Pete McFarland, friend of Matt, friend of show, friend of Becca, on the line in McFarland. Pete, you're on Rutledge and Hamilton.
How's it going, Pete?
All right. Good, Matt. Congratulations to you and your sister this weekend. I ran into her last night, got a picture with her. So let's get some good teams drawn here, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. I got one pulled. Here's the second.
All right. Pete, your teams are UCLA and St. Mary's. Good, solid teams there. Good, solid teams.
Yep, not bad. We'll see what happens.
All right, thanks for listening. Good luck, Pete. What is McFarland? What is your team there?
The Spartans.
Spartans, all righty.
It is the Spartans, indeed. We go to right here in Madison. Sam in Madison, you're on Rutledge and Hamilton.
Sam, how are you doing today?
Not bad, guys. How are you?
Well, fantastic. Thanks for asking. While Matt's going to pull your names out of or your teams out of a hat here, and your first team is Murray State. They're 30-2. Dang.
I know. That's my sleeper team.
And TCU. So you got Matt's sleeper team, and then you got TCU, the Horned Frogs. Not the worst setup there.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Matt. It's Sam Athanas, dude. I hope you're doing well. I'm glad to see you're having so much success, man. I told you I'd call in and give you some crap.
Oh, I knew you'd call in for me, so I appreciate that.
We got some good teams, too.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Thanks for giving Matt crap. So, you know, he doesn't get enough of it here on the show.
No, never. Never at all. Let's go to Fitchburg. Wonderful city out there. Our buddy Joel in Fitchburg is next up. Joel, you're on Rutledge and Hamilton.
Out there, it's like 3 minutes away. But, all right.
How are you guys doing?
Way out
there. We're doing good, Joel. You know, Alex still learning the Madison area.
Come on. I slept in Fitchburg last night. Come on.
Hopefully in a place. Otherwise, you're just like out and about.
No, in the Saturn down by the river.
Yeah, something in the parking lot of the roundies over there. Just sleeping one off. Look at this. You got a good one here. Kansas and Ohio State. I might bet on this guy to win.
Nice.
Kansas and Ohio State.
Kansas is who I picked to win it, so hopefully I get my bracket right.
Double winner for you. Yeah, awesome. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for supporting the show.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you.
So earlier we had Justin in Virginia. He accidentally hung up.
You hung up on him or he hung up?
It wasn't me. Okay. I refuse to take blame. But we upgraded. His wife, Lindsay in Virginia, on with us now.
Hey,
Lindsay, your phone works. That's fantastic. We're going to apply some teams to you. Are you big Matt Hamilton fans, I'm guessing?
Matt, yes, we sure are.
You say hello, Matt.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah.
I appreciate
you
guys
doing good. How about you?
So, yeah, it's been great. Had a nice 2 weeks off before I was back into the curling action again, and me and my sister were able to win the United States National Championship of Mixed Doubles last week.
That's so awesome. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
And
I love your broom throw that bounced off the water bottle.
What was that?
Something about bouncing off a water bottle.
I said I love the broom throw that bounced off the water bottle you posted on Instagram.
At the tournament, I was upset one day, and I slammed it down to hit a water bottle perfectly and stood back up.
That's fun. That is Hambone to a T. New Mexico State and Virginia Tech are your teams. So thanks for calling in.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Love the fact that you just got married couples stepping in for each other, helping each other out.
Hey,
one can't execute a phone call. The other one can. Justin didn't get in. 844-770-3776. First Midwest Bank Talk Text Line. We're playing Matt's Hat Game on Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Wow, how many teams? I always got paper all.
11 teams right now.
It's pretty good luck.
Yeah.
You ever been to South Carolina?
I have not, but you know who is in South Carolina?
Who's that?
I believe that candidate, Mr. Jim Rutledge, was in South Carolina.
That's a great point, yeah. That would be correct. The Senator Jim Rutledge.
I am Jim Rutledge.
I don't think he won.
But nonetheless, we have a lovely lady with a lovely first name, Alex in South Carolina.
Alex.
Hi.
How are you, Alex? Where in South Carolina? I'm good. What city?
Charleston.
Very nice. Hoping to make it there sometime.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. It's on my list. There's just so many places. I was just talking about this. So many places. You're like, God, I got to get to this. All right. Your teams are Michigan State and Colgate. Uh-oh. Colgate. That's who the Badgers play. Uh-oh. So, but Michigan State's a very good pick there. They always make a tournament run there, so I like your chances.
All right.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Luck. I think you got a good one there.
Thanks for calling in here. What? We got a break?
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in. I guess we'll take the rest of the calls on the other side. This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts free on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good.
My head and out of my mind might be what we could describe Alex Strofe as. He regrets wearing a sweatshirt today, even if it is an awesome Iron Jock sweatshirt. He regrets wearing a sweatshirt today because that man is sweating, rocking his...
doubted the pull of the Olympic hat.
Yeah, he doubted Mr. Matt Hamilton. How do you doubt someone that you coach, Mr. Alex Strofe? I'm Jim Rutledge. He's Matt Hamilton.
Hello.
Alex Strofe, the kid...
Still that's not candy.
That's the metal hitting my teeth.
I have to tell the same thing to my kids. It's not candy. It looks like candy.
Tastes better than candy.
Not candy.
Yeah, gold does taste better than candy.
It probably does, but what about whatever that is? I don't know if that tastes better than candy. Copper? Giant copper metal there for Mr. Alex Strofe. All right, let's get back to Matt's Hats game. What's going
on? This is unbelievable. I got to be honest here. I didn't expect to do nothing but answer phones for the first 25
minutes. I actually like it.
Show. No, it keeps me real quiet, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of disagreeing with Jim happening on today's
I got nothing
show.
To say. We're just taking calls.
You want to get right back into it?
Yes. Let's finish out this game. How many? We got six spots. How many spots do we have left?
For the day, we have 32 if we're going to include this into tomorrow. When do you want to cut it off today, Alex? We can pick a time right here.
I think this is the last segment we do it.
Okay.
Right. So we're cutting it off
in
today,
this
at
segment.
Least.
If you get it in this segment, you're in. We'll go until the end of the segment, then we'll rehash again tomorrow.
Perfect.
This would be caller number 13, correct?
Yep.
Lucky number 13 for Ben and Madison. Ben, you are on Rutledge and Hamilton.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Fantastic. We're going to give you your two teams here. So, again, 844-770-3776. This is your last chance to get into the segment for today. So, if you want to get into these team names, you got to call in this segment, 844-770-3776. Ben, your teams are St. Peter's and Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
Oh, the other playing game on the other side as well.
Oh, sorry.
Tough draw, Ben.
And you have the other team, too, Texas Southern. So I don't know if that's better or worse. But, Ben, thanks for calling in, 844-770-3776. This is Matt's Hat Game. Basically, Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton is going to give away one of his Olympic curling hats from Columbia, a USA hat. It's a pretty sick hat. And the thing is, you can't buy it anywhere else. You only can get it from Matt, and obviously that's a hat that's been in the Matt Hamilton possession. It's been on your head. I've seen it on your head. So
maybe you
can find a lock or two of Matt Hamilton's hair in there, and he's going to sign it. 844-770-3776. You call in, and we assign you a team. Kelly and Madison, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
No complaints. Matt, say hello.
Yeah, feeling fantastic. Excited to give out one of these hats. What do you got for
that? Well, that hat's mine already, so tell everybody to quit calling.
All right, here's one of your teams here. Looks like a play-in game one. Indiana, and on the other side, Wyoming. And your other team is San Diego State. San Diego State. Kelly, thanks for calling in.
Hey, where can I get an Iron Jock shirt?
Iron Jock shirt, you can pick it up at ironjock.com. We're going to have some awesome Rutledge and Hamilton gear as well for Iron Jock. 844, thanks for calling, and thanks for asking that question, Kelly. 844-770-3776. And I'm Jim Rutledge. This is Matt Hamilton. This is Matt Hat's Game. What we got next?
And this is Mitch in Stoughton. Hi, Mitch.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Mitch.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Maddie. How are you, man?
I am also fantastic. Super pumped to give this hat away. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, you are in luck, Mitch, in Stoughton. You got Kentucky and Gonzaga.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
What's up?
Thank you, Mitch, for calling in 844-770-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. If you're enjoying calling in and enjoying the show, at Jim and Matt is a way to support Matt Hamilton, to support the show. You also can subscribe and like the podcast wherever it is you like to listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Wisconsin on Demand. And you can also sign up for Cover 5. Download the app. Win some money. Alex, who we got next?
Tad Madison. Tad, you're on Rutledge and Hamilton.
Tad, how you doing today?
Hey, fantastic. How's it going?
We are doing great. We love hearing from the callers calling in. So, Tad, thanks for calling in. And, Tad, your teams are not too bad. Iowa State and Providence.
Come on.
Iowa State and Providence.
Iowa State. All right. We'll take them. Let's go.
All right, Tad. I like that attitude, Tad. Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
844-770-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. Again, Matt's hat game. And Matt assigns two teams. He pulls it out of his Green Bay Packer Dr. Seuss hat. And we give you the teams. And hopefully you win that awesome Matt Hamilton exclusive Columbia hat that he will autograph wherever it is you want it autographed once you are the winner. 844, I missed the name. But let's – someone in Madison. What was it? Robin Madison. Rob, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Rob, your first team is Villanova, and your next team is UConn.
All right. Not too bad. Hey, go Badgers and go USA, baby. Go USA. Thank you.
There we go. Awesome. We're down with those two statements. It was UConn and Villanova. Go USA. Go Badgers. Again, this is the Matt's Hat Game, 844-770-3776. If you're enjoying the show, at Jim and Matt is a way to get into the show. And you also can follow along on Twitter there, and you can subscribe and like the podcast, whatever it is you like, podcast. Before we get to our next team here, Matt, Aaron Rodgers signs his $153 million guaranteed contract, essentially a two-year deal, as Aaron Rodgers... we don't have to get into the fact that it was not categorically false from the reports. obviously, his buddy Pat McAfee doing the heavy lifting there for Aaron Rodgers. But this is what, essentially a two-year deal? Because I think year four, the cap hit's like $68 million.
No, the big hit cap hit is actually year two, is what I saw.
No, that's big, but there's a massive one at the very end,
oh,
I believe.
Gotcha. Like 68, 72. Max deal,
yeah, basically. And you could stretch it out. But that would fall in line. Two more years of Aaron Rodgers. Not everyone's going to be Tom Brady. But I would imagine, under the logic we used before, Aaron's going to want to play one more year than Tom. Like, who plays longer, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers at this point?
That could be a fool. that's going to be a battle.
That will be, because Aaron looks older than Tom Brady, right?
Yeah, probably.
I think he does. I think Aaron Rodgers looks older than Tom Brady. Heck, I would say in the way they play, but Aaron is so... You know how people, when you get older, you kind of thin out a little bit? And Tom doesn't seem to have that. Not that he's a big guy, but Aaron's got that kind of like thinned out body of a guy like in his 60s.
Oh,
and I don't
gosh.
Understand it. I don't
in
understand
his 60s.
It. In his 60s.
Got judgmental Jim.
We got the weak collarbones. 844-770-3776. Who's the next name?
We've got Scott and Sun Prairie, but before we get to Scott, yeah. I just want to say, Ryan and Waukesha, I'm sorry, I definitely hung up on you. Scott, you're on Rutledge and Hamilton.
All right, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, Phil?
We are doing great.
Doing great, thank you.
All right, Scott, your first team is the Illini, and your second Richmond Spiders, I believe.
That is the Spiders.
All right, Richmond and Illinois, that's not the worst draw we have there. Maybe we got your friend who hung up on calling back here. Thanks for calling in, and good luck winning Matt Hamilton's hat, autographed by the one and only Mr. Matt Hamilton. We're gonna take this last call coming in from Alex Stroff. He's going to put the caller on the line in a minute, 844-770-3776. So we have slots available. We're going to pick this up tomorrow.
We're going to pick this up tomorrow. We'll have 12 teams to pull, 13 teams to pull tomorrow after this next one.
All righty, so stay tuned. Tune back in tomorrow for your chance to win here. And actually, you know, we'll draw the names here before we go to break here, and we'll just pop the person on. Oh, you got the dreaded Marquette Golden Eagles, and you got Miami Hurricanes, who Stroff has adamantly said the Hurricanes are not going to beat USC. So we'll have to see here. Marquette and Miami are your teams. And the last caller is...
Derek in Wanakee. Derek, you're on Rutledge and Hamilton.
Derek, how you doing?
Give me something good.
Well, we drew.
I'm well, how are you?
We drew just before you came on, and Jim's going to read them off now.
The two M teams, Miami and Marquette. So there you go.
Okay.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but.
Well, good luck either way.
Good luck.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
This is Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light. We'll get into Packers talk and let Alex Stroff breathe next.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts free on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rap it, Strope? I feel like you want to yell this out. Sabotage! Oh, the Beastie Boys. Is this your vibe right now, Mr. Alex Strope?
I don't know that I have the energy to match the Beastie Boys.
You're not one that, like, if I was you back then, I'd feel alive.
I'm waking up. I'm waking up. I talked to a lot of great people. Every single person, I asked them how they were, yeah. And every single person asked me how I was. Oh, so that made me feel good.
Sounds like a lot of time wasted back there. There was a lot of dead air over here. Stop trying to make friends. We need to get this show burning here. Trying to get people on the air. You're just out there trying to make friends.
Sorry for being polite. That's on me.
You know what? I'll tell you.
That was fun.
Yeah. It was fun. Strofe, you are, and we're going to get to Rutledge reactions in a minute, but I said this earlier, you crack me up because it's not a bad thing. You literally, it just makes me laugh that Strofe shows up somewhere between 10 and 11 most days, maybe 11:30, and if anyone is going to leave the office for lunch at like noon, 11:45 to 12:30, Strofe's just, I'll go with you. And it's just funny to me because most people, when they arrive, they kind of hit the runway, hit the ground running, maybe get knocked out a little bit of work. Strofe's like, what can I do to get out of here immediately to go do something else?
Yeah, well, no, because, you know, we've talked about my messed up sleep schedule plenty.
Yeah.
Last night I worked from 12 to 4 a.m. Oh, my God. And so, like, that's I got ahead, time to work. Right? I felt like it I was shows. Behind. I got caught up, and I got to work today about 11 o'clock. And I realized there was nothing left for me to do. So Matt says,
I got plenty for you to do.
Matt says, I got to go get lunch. Yeah. Said, yeah.
And
so
he owes me lunch.
I owed him lunch.
Oh, there you go.
He owes me my second lunch.
Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. If the mountains are blue, you know what to do. It's crush Coors Light. I imagine, I'm Jim Rutledge, he's Matt Hamilton. I imagine Alex Strofe as, I think it's Charlie Day in Always Sunny.
Yes.
With like all the crazy sort of, all the just gibberish written all over the place. When he's working 12 to 4, I feel like he believes he's cranking out just beautiful masterpiece work, but the rest of us get crap in the email with a bunch of misspellings and stuff wrong.
I want you to look at what I have in my hand right now, Jimmy. Please tell the audience what I have in my hand.
Paper?
What's on the
That's
paper?
That's not work.
March Madness.
What's on the
bracket.
Paper?
Brackets.
This is what I was doing last night.
So not work. Not work.
He was filling out brackets.
Drilling brackets.
All right.
Wow. Why don't you do those online?
Where'd he go?
Because I was picking up my mess as I was throwing my brackets like they were dollar bills in a strip club. Look, I like the hard copy because it makes me think a little bit more than I feel like on the ESPN app, which you can join the Rutledge and Hamilton.
Yeah, please do.
Bracket on the ESPN Tournament Challenge app.
And the winner gets to call in and tell us that they're the smartest person alive.
Well, I can't wait to win. Can you imagine
he's
the reign of Strofe if I win the bracket challenge?
Not winning.
Oh, you'll never hear the end of it. But anyway.
844-770-3776. Tell Strofe why he's insufferable. All right, sorry.
That would be a fun show. I got a good feel for it. When I visualize it on the hard copy, I feel like I know more. I feel smarter than when on the app I just fly through it.
All right. Well, enough of that. It's time now for Gold Medal Tuesday.
Hold on. I'm
brought to
ready.
You by Line and Kugels. We love
ready.
Line and Kugels. Matt, why don't you tell
to
everyone?
To me, it looks like a leprechaun to me. All I got to do is look up in the tree. Who else is a leprechaun? Say yeah.
Can you do some board op training
Raise
when you're up
flag,
12 to 4?
Start the anthem. It's time to recognize the best of the best. Line and Kugels presents Gold Medal Tuesday with Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton. Line and Kugels. Flavor the moment. Gold Medal Tuesday is also brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Carbon World Health.
Some of my favorite things involved with Gold Medal Tuesday. Matt Hamilton, Line and Kugels, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Carbon World Health. Look, it's getting, it's nearing summer. I'm not sure it's there yet. Summer Shandy from Liney's is great. It's one of my favorites. It's a beer that goes year-round, Line and Kugels. They got so many different options. But that Summer Shandy, that's just like, it hits your lips. You're like, summer's here.
Summer is ready to go with Summer Shandy. Right now, I'm still in my drink Wisconsinably,
also
Wisconsin
great.
Amber Lager. It's delicious. Line of Kugels has been brewing with German-inspired brewing techniques for 150 years here in Wisconsin. We love Wisconsin products. Line of Kugels. Drink Wisconsinably. Get it wherever you get your favorite beers. Must be 21 years or older to enjoy.
All righty, Matt. It's time for you to give your gold medal and your DFL. What is your gold medal for the week?
Well, I already gave my physical gold medal to Alex Stroh for being such an awesome coach making two games. But that being said,
bold strategy, Cotton.
I need to give my gold medal to my playing partner who carried me all week last week. Becca Hamilton gets the gold medal. She carried our team to a victory at the national championships, and now we get to represent the United States in Switzerland. Becca, you're probably not listening because you've had enough of me too by now. But you're the gold medalist this week. Way to go.
Now, Matt, I'll allow you a little extra opportunity to give compliments to your sister. On Saturday, we were out there. Me, Tom Olson from our team, the Tauscher family, the Rutledge family was out there. Your coach wasn't there, but whatever. We were all up in the suite at the Suter Ice Arena crushing some Coors Lights, and you guys won, but you were up, I believe, I don't know the final score, but you were up 4 points, and it was getting a little hairy. I think it was the seventh end, and
eighth end,
and Becca hit. You can describe the shot then.
Becca made a banger of a double takeout, which is where you remove two of your opponent's stones. Once she did that, they didn't have enough rocks left to beat us, so Becca, again, thanks for putting the team on your back, carrying us to the ship, because that's what you did, and I appreciate it. Thanks for getting me a trip to Switzerland.
And the DFL goes to?
DFL, unfortunately, goes to Coach Stroh for only making two games. He gets a pass to get into whatever he wants. He gets the patch to prove he was there. The medal for the winner. Yeah, he only went to one game and watched with me for a second game. So he actually only went to two games in total, only one of mine.
Are we enabling him, Matt? Because are we not holding? Because you gave him this beautiful gold medal, and we give him all the his compliments. We tell him he's doing a good job. But
the hell is this?
Do we need to have an intervention here? Are we enabling Mr. Stroh here, the kid?
Sometimes you just gotta throw your guy a curveball. He looked like he just started to settle down, finally over the hangover from all the calls in segment one and two, and he just looked like he was starting to get comfortable. So I was like, bam,
knock him in
the
locker.
Hit him with the DFL.
Yeah, knock him in the locker a little bit. I got it. You all right there, Stroh? You quitting show now?
He's queuing something up.
Oh, he's checked out. Oh,
so, poor Stroh gets the DFL this week. He wanted to be my coach, but only showed up to one of my games. I think that's appropriate.
Rutledge is an idiot. You totally redeemed yourself right there.
Thank you,
Mr.
Thank
Alex Stroh.
All right, and you go something like that.
That's what I did at 4 a.m. That's not even a
masterpiece.
That's not even a joke.
The masterpiece you're talking about, Jim.
I don't know if that's good or bad that I'm in his head at 4 in the morning. We're going to get to Jason Wilde next. All right,
maybe.
Oh, God. They don't call you the worst producer at ESPN Madison for nothing, Mr. Alex Stroh.
They don't call me that.
Not to your face. Rutledge and Hamilton presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. Miss any of the show? Find full show podcasts, free, on Wisconsin On Demand and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm moving around, and I must be like, I don't understand it, like turning down my volume. This song is dedicated to Matt Hamilton, as he overworked Alex Stroh to the point where his little heart's going to explode with all that Mountain Dew he's drinking back there. He's the kid. I'm Jim Rutledge, alongside Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. The mountains are blue. You know what to do, and that's crush a Coors Light. I might have to do an extra one today. What about you, Strophy?
Yeah,
you,
definitely.
You catch your breath yet?
No.
You're going to crush it.
I'm surprised he's able to sift through the calls and find Wildy here.
You're going to crush it during your crazy legs.
I don't even want to think about that right now.
So you haven't told me, but Matt has alluded to, we have Jason on the line?
We do have Jason.
Oh, there we go. Let's get to Jason Wilde. Jason, how you doing?
I'm great, guys. You can keep talking to Strolf. I'm good.
Well, you know, Strolf's having a rough day. So we started the show, and Mr. Matt Hamilton is famous, and he's also got a lot of social media following. And he put out the ESPN Madison phone line with a contest to win an autographed hat from Matt Hamilton. And Strolf was overwhelmed with calls from all over the country, and he is struggling. They're still coming in. He's just upset about it. So he forgot to tell me you were there. But we saw your phone number up on the studio here. Matt saw it. So we said, hey, let's get to Jason Wilde. I feel like some things happened today. And Jason, I want to start with categorically false. that didn't seem to really pan out there for the reports that Aaron said that contract was categorically false. It looked pretty close to what Ian Rappaport was reporting about a week ago.
Yeah, and what Diana Rossini reported So yeah, I think Tausch put it best. I don't know why he does that. I got no explanation for it. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. I don't understand, you know, and again, these are dangerous conversational times, so I don't want to offend anyone by saying anything political, but there have been folks in the past in our political landscape who, if it's flattering about them, then it must be true. And if they perceive something to be potentially unflattering, then it must be fake news. And I do think that Aaron Rodgers viewed the idea that he was going to be averaging $50 million a year as unflattering to him, especially in comparison to the narrative, whether it's true or false, about Tom Brady and how many times he's taken less than he could have to help the Patriots over the years. And so I guess he was doing that. He was, I don't know, maybe capitalizing on the idea that a lot of folks believe the worst about media these days, which is frustrating for those of us that are part of it. But bottom line is that Diana Rossini's report was accurate. He is the Based on average per year, he is the highest paid player in NFL history by a wide margin. And based on the numbers that came true today, his contract does indeed average $50 million a year. And it's a three-year 150 instead of 4 years 200. But then there's these dummy voidable years and all this other stuff. So I would argue that, and so would Stella, that that reporting was accurate.
And talking with Jason Wilde from Wilde and Tausch and ESPN Wisconsin. And Jason, you know, kind of following up on that, it does look like, I mean, I think the cap hit goes higher than it previously would have been next year for Aaron Rodgers. But this year they get some cap relief. So it looks like they're just, you know, not in a bad way, running it back. Is that kind of what you're expecting, that they're going to try to fill in and they brought back basically everyone? I think we thought they're going to bring back. I think Douglas is probably the only guy hanging out there. Is that what you're kind of expecting, or do you think they'll have a little bit of room to maybe add a splash name or two?
Well, they'll be able to add someone if they're able to do something with Devontae Adams and not have him be on his franchise tag. And just to be clear, like, after they restructured his deal last year and knocked off the final year of his contract, that 2023 number was a voidable year anyway. So this was really the last year of Rodgers' deal, and they had to get this year's number down. That was absolutely imperative. They could not afford to have him at $46.6 million, and now they don't. They have him at a much lower number, and that's great for them.
You're right, that is good for them, and that kind of leads into the next question. You kind of alluded to it, is where does this leave room for Devontae for this season and, more important, like, which I think makes more sense, like, next season when we have to really pay Rodgers? What are they going to be able to do with Devontae to potentially keep him happy but also keep him in Green Bay?
So much like the scenario here with Rodgers, the beauty of pushing money down the road and kicking the can down the road is that the longer term your contract is, the better it is actually for the salary cap. And so yes, eventually you will have to pay the piper, but if you structure it like the Packers would love to structure something for Devontae, you push that cost out into the future, and that really does not hurt you in the short term. And so in Devontae's case, by being on the franchise tag, that's a $20.1 million cap hit because it's only a one-year thing, and it's now, man. Like, that, it, the whole kit and caboodle is on this year's cap, and that obviously takes up a big chunk. Another example would be the fact that Jair Alexander is on his fifth-year option of his contract. Well, that's $13 million. But if they signed him to a long-term extension with a big signing bonus that counts a portion of that signing bonus each year against the cap, it pushes a bunch of money out into the future and allows them more flexibility. So, look, I'm not saying that you don't eventually have to pay the proverbial piper, but the reality is that in the short term, long-term contracts help your cap. And so Devontae Adams, even if you gave him a $75 million signing bonus, if you structure this properly, you push it out so far that in the first year, he's got the minimum salary allowed for a veteran player, and his cap number is so much more manageable than it will be if he has to play on the franchise tag, which he has been very clear in saying he has no intention of doing.
Jason Wilde joining us here on Rutledge and Hamilton. Jason, so we're about almost 2 years into this Rodgers saga, obviously, since the 2020 NFL draft. Let me ask you this. What have you learned about Aaron Rodgers from the time Jordan Love was drafted to now this contract officially being in place today? What have you learned about the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers?
That he gets very motivated when you do something to tick him off. Which is not surprising, right? I mean, we kind of knew that about him all along. To me, the biggest thing is he seems to have changed quite a bit from his previous incarnation. And I'm not quite sure what to make of that. So that's kind of how I'm looking at him these days. But he's definitely still the best in the business. And it is interesting, though, and I know you guys have noticed this as well. It has been interesting to see how the narrative has changed a little bit with him and how he has kind of absorbed more criticism for his postseason performances. Like, I thought even last year when they lost the NFC Championship game, it kind of felt like he successfully avoided really getting crushed. Because, look, statistically, he played pretty well. But when the game was on the line and they needed him to turn Jair Alexander's interceptions into points, you know, he didn't do it. And that's the whole offense. That's not just him. But when you look back on that, exactly what was the conversation like about last year's playoff loss? It was about the decision to kick the field goal instead of going for it on fourth and goal. This year, there was another scenario where the focus could have been taken off of him by talking about special teams. And certainly there was talk about how poorly the special teams played. But it felt to me like even though they had a built-in excuse for Rodgers' performance, only the true Rodgers apologists were willing to actually, you know, focus on the special teams failures. And it felt to me like he got more criticism for his performance than he had in previous years. So that, I think, ties then into what the future looks like, which is once you get this contract and you're $50 million a year and you had the kind of dramatic process of whether you were going to come back or not, I don't think anybody's really going to care, even if he plays at an MVP level the next 3 years, if they don't win a championship over those 3 years if he plays all three. To me, that's what that is now most definitely what the standard now is. And if that's the case, he's got to deliver.
Jason, before I let you go, you kind of hinted at it. It seems like once Jordan Love was drafted, Aaron Rodgers kind of put on that black hat. And I remember LeBron James talking about it when he went down to Miami that first year, tried to play the villain. was too exhausting for LeBron, and he kind of just punted on it and kind of went back to maybe himself a little bit. It seems like Aaron's put on that black hat. I mean, there's no secret to it. I don't think it's necessarily political, because it's not like Tom Brady is on the other side of the aisle with some of the things that Aaron Rodgers believes in. But Tom Brady is beloved. He didn't take a lot of heat for retiring. I mean, the only heat I saw were Packer fans being mad that he didn't take heat. But Tom Brady plays the game, smiles, and has some fun, and is willing to kind of be the nice guy. Do you think now that this is settled for Aaron and he's gotten his way, because he does seem to be, in my words, a little bit petty, and maybe he's over his temper tantrum, and maybe he gets back to the old Aaron now that things have kind of gone his way. He's got his money, he's got his security, and it's his team.
Yeah, I hope so, Jim. I think that's a really smart observation. I hadn't put it in the terms of the choosing to wear the black hat or the heel turn. I don't know. Look, I want to be who I am all the time and be consistent with who I am. I don't want to play a role. I don't know if he chose to do that. I mean, I just don't have him figured out, this current incarnation of him. Whether that's going to change now, I don't know. I do know this. This is a guy who, you know, was bragging about this, the art, the subtle art of not giving a blank, as one of his new favorite books. And the fact that he had a about the numbers of his contract and everything else leads me to believe that he does, in fact, still give a blank. And so I think it's really hard for people to not be themselves. And when they try to be something else, that's, you know, it's just not being honest with who you are. And so if that's what he has done, and I don't know enough about LeBron to be able to speak intelligently about why he would do that and what that was like for him. But if that's the case, then I hope he goes back to being the guy that I thought I knew. Because I don't think playing the villain and steering into the skid of Favre being beloved and Rodgers never having been quite as beloved, I don't think that was the right play for him. But he needed to do what he thought was best for him. And certainly the way he played was best for him. You know, whatever the reasoning is, I would love to have that conversation with him, and hopefully when we're back in the locker room and I don't have to rely on getting a text or a call back from people, and I can actually walk up to someone and speak to them, we get a clarification on that. Because, you know, and I would say this directly to him if I was talking to him right now, I'm not a real big fan of the image or the persona or the person that he has put forth recently.
Jason, great stuff as always. We appreciate you taking the time.
I'm sorry that I missed the big curling championship. I wasn't sick like Jesse. I just didn't come to Madison. But it's great to hear how much of our teammates were helping our newest teammate continue his greatness on the sheet. And someday I'm going to see him do his thing in person, both on the radio and on ice.
Yeah, I look forward to that, Jason. Fortunately, Tausch did make it out, and we had a good time. My sister took his kids out on the ice to check it out. They threw some stones, so I think they were well taken care of. So you were missed, but we had a lot of fun out there at the Capital Ice Center.
Well, it'll happen someday, buddy. Thanks for having me, boys. Take care. Be good.
See you later, Jason. That's Jason Wilde. This is Rutledge and Hamilton, presented by Coors Light. We'll be back.